All right, everybody, are you ready to kick procrastination to the curb? Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you transform from a distraction-dodging disaster to a productivity powerhouse. Let's be real, in this digital age, distractions are lurking around every corner like mischievous ninjas. One minute you're tackling that important task, and the next, you're knee-deep in cat videos on YouTube. Sound familiar? Trust me, I've been there. But don't worry, we're going to equip ourselves with the tools and strategies to conquer these digital gremlins and finally get things done. Today's episode is all about mastering the art of focus and saying bye-bye to distractions. Because let's face it, you deserve a life where you can actually achieve your goals without feeling like you're constantly playing catch-up. You know that feeling when you start a project with so much enthusiasm, only to find yourself 2 hours later wondering how you even got sidetracked? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. You can absolutely train your brain to stay on track and crush your goals. First up, let's talk about creating a distraction-free zone. Think of it as setting up a sacred space where productivity reigns supreme. Shut down those unnecessary notifications, silence your phone seriously, put it in another room. And maybe even wear noise-canceling headphones to block out the world. You wouldn't believe the difference this simple trick can make. Next, let's talk about time management. Have you heard of the Pomodoro technique? It's a game changer. Basically, you work in focus bursts of 25 minutes, followed by a short 5-minute break. Repeat this cycle 4 times, then take a longer break of 20 minutes, 30 minutes. This method helps you maintain focus and prevents mental burnout. Now let's dive into the power of planning. Ever notice how much more productive you feel when you have a clear roadmap for your day? Me too. Take some time each evening or even the night before to outline your top priorities for the next day. Break down those big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Trust me, this makes everything feel less overwhelming and sets you up for success. Ever get stuck in that analysis paralysis trap? You know, when you spend hours researching and planning, but never actually start working on anything. It happens to the best of us. Here's a tip. Just start. Don't wait for the perfect moment or conditions, just dive in. Even if it's just for 5 minutes, getting started is often the hardest part. Once you're rolling, it's much easier to maintain momentum. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. There will be days when distractions win and productivity takes a backseat. That's perfectly okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just acknowledge it, learn from the experience, and refocus on your goals for tomorrow. Let me share a quick story with you. I was working on a big presentation last week, and my inbox started buzzing like a beehive. Every notification felt like a tiny siren calling me away from my work. I started getting sucked into responding to emails, checking social media, and before I knew it, hours had flown by. It was a classic case of distraction overload. So, what did I do? Well, I took a deep breath, closed my laptop, and went for a walk to clear my head. When I came back, I set up my phone on Do Not Disturb mode, closed all unnecessary tabs on my computer, and put on some focus music. Guess what? I managed to finish that presentation in record time. It just goes to show that sometimes stepping away from the chaos can actually boost your productivity. So remember these 5 key takeaways. Create a distraction-free zone, master the art of time management, plan your day like a boss, overcome analysis paralysis by just starting, and be kind to yourself. Now go out there and crush it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little productivity boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of procrastination-busting goodness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.